Tens of thousands of businesses have signed up to the new JobKeeper wage subsidy in the scheme's first 24 hours. Announced yesterday, it will see the government pay businesses to pay their employees a fortnightly wage of $1,500 for the next 6 months. The idea is to provide a safety net for employees and staff. No wages are covered, and business can reopen once the crisis is over. Michaelia Cash is the Employment Minister. She's on the line. Minister, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Have you got an update on how many people have applied?
I do. As at 5 p.m, it was heading towards 287,000 ABN registrations. And what this says to me is that businesses want to do the right thing by their employees. They know that they need their employees when we get through this on the other side. And this measure has given them the confidence to hold on to their workforce. In some cases, I am getting calls from businesses, Ben, that had let their employees go, and they are rehiring those employees. That is good news for so many employees out there.
I mentioned that wages aren't covered per se, but for many Australians, this does cover the wage at $1,500 a fortnight.
That's exactly right. So employers, as you said, they'll receive a payment of $1,500 per fortnight per eligible employee. For some of them, it will cover their wage. For others that are still in the workplace, the employer will need to top up that wage if it is more than the $1,500 per fortnight. But this is giving employers that confidence to hold on to their workforce, because as you and I know, this is all about keeping the connection between the employer and the employee and keeping people in their jobs, even though, as we acknowledge, you know, businesses they work for may go into hibernation and close down. Businesses will close. Some people will lose their jobs. But this is all about when the economy comes back, these businesses will be able to start again and their workforce will be ready to go because they remain attached to the business through the JobKeeper payment.
Minister, the airline industry is fighting for survival and Virgin Australia has been very important in the Australian market, providing some competition for Qantas and therefore better prices for us. Virgin Australia wants a $1.4 billion bailout from the government. Are you going to give it to them?
And the Finance Minister has addressed this today and said it is a case-by-case decision, and I would refer that to the Finance Minister, who's looking at this on a daily basis. Things move very, very quickly, as we know. But what the government has shown is that we are listening and we are implementing, and in particular when it comes to the announcement yesterday, $130 billion investment in Australians, in employers and employees, to keep employers in business and Australians in jobs.
I've mentioned to my listeners previously that you like to socialise by conducting karaoke gatherings in your living room. Have you had to put them on hold for now?
Look, and can I say, just in terms of, I listened to your introduction, it is so important for the reasons that you articulated that people actually do self-isolate, listen to what the Prime Minister and the National Cabinet are saying, and if you don't need to leave home, except where you do need to go to work, you do need medical attention, you need to go to the shops to pick up the things that you need. For those reasons, you can exercise, you do stay at home. This is all about stopping the spread of the virus. And
yes,
as difficult as it may be, we do need to ensure we are practicing those good health measures.
Yes, solo karaoke performances only for now, Minister. We'll talk to you again soon.
My poor neighbours, that's all I can say, my poor neighbours.
Thank you very much, Michaelia Cash, the Federal Employment Minister.